Love is amazing. Love is an experience. You and I experience love in so many different ways. One of the ways that we get feedback on the love of folks is through our broadcast ministry. For those of you listening by our radio broadcast, I know this is the last broadcast before Christmas. And for those of you in the 130 countries that we broadcast in on the live broadcast plus all of the recorded broadcast, Merry Christmas. And I think it's sort of neat. China is the third country that we have listed that always tunes into our broadcast. Hope they're doing it for the right reason. Listen, when the Lord speaks, the Lord touches. When you're in White Mills, that really takes me back, doesn't it? When you're in Vine Grove, Kentucky, and knowing you're broadcasting in 130 countries plus the local radios, it's a blessing to know that people traveling or wherever they're going get to tune in and hear the gospel preached. The story about Jesus, the birth of Jesus that we celebrate during this season. So Merry, Merry Christmas. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate your great support. There's a Christmas verse that you all are very used to. It's a verse of love, and it's a verse that we stand and read every Sunday morning, unless the pastor gets excited in his message giving and just starts preaching, which happens ever so often. Let's stand together right now and let us read together that love message from God and the Christmas verse, John 3:16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
May God's blessings be upon the reading of his holy word. You may be seated. There are 25 words in that verse. 25 words. Now, the first 13 words that you will find, those focus on God, who God is, what God is doing. The final 12 words focus on man. God, when he speaks, when he delivers his word, he does it for a purpose. And his holy word of love is always for the purpose of you and I receiving the touch of his love. You see, love is amazing. A parent loves to the point that they will go for years sometimes with children and putting up with stuff that everybody tells them, I wouldn't put up with that. And you wouldn't until it's yours. But they put up with everything, and they're waiting. But why? Because they know that God is love, and God presents that love, and God's patient. God's patient with me, and he's patient with you. Are you thankful? Amen. Therefore, the teaching for us on that is for us to be patient. Maybe others are not acting the way that we think they should. Maybe we're not acting the way they think we should. Well, you see, God says, I want you to understand something, and I want you to get something from my word. I want you to know how much I love you. As long as you know you have someone that loves you, folks, you can do almost anything. And when you know that God loves you, I guarantee you, you can do anything he calls you to do. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. All about God and Jesus. that whosoever believes in him, that's us, shall not perish but have eternal life. Three things we should never ever forget. Never forget. Number one, God has us on his personal list. I love that. I made a list. When God makes a list and I'm on it, I am excited. See, God had a Christmas list. Before time began, God knew who we would be. Man, that's love. God knew all the mistakes you were going to make. He knew every scratch that would ever come upon you. That's God. That's love. And God looks at us with such love, knowing how we would act, he sent his son anyway. Knowing that we would put him on a cross, he sent his son anyway. He sent his one and only begotten son to express his love for us. Merry Christmas. I'm sending Jesus, born in a manger, rejected by so many, looked down upon. While man was looking down upon Jesus, the heavenly host was looking down upon Jesus, a different down. And as God looked, he saw his only begotten son go through the most horrendous treatment that's ever been recorded. An innocent man of sin, never committed sin. Only thing that Christ ever did was love. And then he loved some more. Merry Christmas. We got the best from God. We got his one and only son. Those of us who have one child, we know. If someone would say, will you give your child away? No, and you ain't taking them. God says, I give my son because I love you. God wanted a family. And we're his family. Whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. A love letter from God. A baby of pure love placed on earth to forgive and take the punishment for the sins of man. What a Christmas gift. What love. And he said, I want you to remember, never forget, you made my list. I'm in the Lamb's Book of Life. When I said yes to Jesus Christ, signed, sealed, and delivered, one of these days I'm leaving this body. I know that. I'm signed, sealed, and as though the scripture says, as though I'm already there. Whew. Do I get excited? What a Christmas present. Folks, you talk about a gift that keeps on giving. When God Almighty sent Jesus, gave us his one and only son, he continues to give. He continues to forgive me. Do you ever think you've done something so bad it's unforgivable? And then there's Jesus over there saying, Larry, Pete, you had a bad case of the stupids. I love you. I forgive you. Come under my arm. I want you to understand I love you. You know what children look for more than anything else? Love. They want to know and feel love. That they're loved when they come home. They know they shut that door, the world shut out, and in that home there is love. And that's what we adults need to be giving them and make certain that we do, because God does. 1 John 4, 9 and 10. God showed how much He loved us by sending His only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through Him. This is real love. It is not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Oh, I love God so much. You can't love unless God loves you first. I am not saved because I loved God. I'm saved because God loved me. And He offered me this great gift. If you will believe in my Son, Merry Christmas. I made the list. And my name on that list. I should be excited continually. We can take down the trees. We can take down all the decorations. But my friend, there's one thing in your life when you said yes to Jesus that can never be taken down, and that's the cross. For on that cross, He gave it all. Nowhere in Scripture are we ever told to remember the birth. Did you know that? But we are told to remember that cross. Remember why He came. So we get to celebrate the birth. And we come right over here and we get to celebrate the death. And the world is out there saying, you Christians are just a mess. You celebrate the death of your Savior? Yes, because He didn't stay dead. Amen. Now, if Jesus had stayed dead, we'd be in a mess. But He didn't. You see, why does the Scripture tell us that He had to die? He had a rough birth, people. Now, we glamorize it and all of that. It's not that easy during that period of time traveling on an open road with robbers and everything else, something always going on, and then not a place to lay down and even have your child. God provided. God showed us that He would take that which is the lowest and He would lift it to the highest. One day we'll be lifted right on up there with Him. What a blessing. What a joy. Because it's called love. And because He so loves us, He says, you're on my list. Don't you love that list? I guarantee you, you're on a lot of lists in life. But the one that's going to matter is this one. This one lasts through eternity. Next, God keeps us in His continual love. You've got to remember that. God keeps us in His continual love. Have you ever felt like you let God down? Well, see, that's good you feel that way. I've had Christians come to me and they would say, you know, Brother Larry, I feel so bad because I've done this and I've done that. And their pastor's looking at them saying, good, I hope you're miserable. And finally, you know, it gets to a point, I can't believe you're saying that to me yet. Well, why not? Because, you see, only a Christian would feel bad about it. Non-believers don't feel bad about it. Christians feel bad. That's proof of your Christianity. And I've already read the book and know that the other proof for your life is God's love is in you as a Christian, and it hurts you that you've hurt Him. So what does He do? He says, I forgive you. Now come on. Get to work for me. Come on. Tell the world about this great blessing that came on Christmas of love and forgiveness. For where there is love, there is always forgiveness. Hear me. Where there is love, there is always forgiveness. Where there is God, there is always love. And that forgiveness is from the heart of God. I made the list. Oh, it's an important list. It's a list for eternity. I get to look at you all throughout eternity. Blessing, huh? Are you going to have to put up with me throughout eternity? Blessing, huh?
Amen.
Yeah, you see, that's who we are. We invest in love. When you invest in love, you invest in each other. When your loved one hurts, you hurt. When your loved one is just sick at their stomach, you're sick at your stomach. Even though you're the one that probably made them sick at their stomach to begin with. But you love one another. It's that peace that only God can give. It's the reality living, Christian. You're in the real world, and the real world hurts. But the true love is always there. And always lifts, always forgives. And you got to remember, live in that continual love. 1 John 4:16, God is love. You want to know who God is? God is love. Jeremiah 31:3, I have loved you. Now look at that one. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Everlasting. God says, I love you with an everlasting love. Now, if it's everlasting, that means that God will always love me. Everlasting. That means forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. At a long time. I have the love of Christ. It was given to me. I didn't earn it. I did not earn it. God says, I love you with an everlasting love, Larry. Now that means that I'm loved throughout eternity. And it started with birth right here. It started with birth right here on earth. Psalm 89 verse 2. God's unfailing love will last forever. There'll never be a point in your life that God won't love you. I don't care what you have done. I don't care what you have been involved with. You cannot control God's love for you by your actions. Oh, God's mad at me. Oh, really? Now, if you'll read the scripture and you'll find out that God knew who we were before time existed. That's the God I'm going to be talking to you all about on that first Sunday in January. Before time was, God knew every human being that would ever come to life and those who would not come to life on this earth. And do you know, he said, I got a plan for you. The scripture lets us know that not only that he laid out a special path for each individual personality. And do you know that only your personality is able to conquer what God had wanted you to conquer on that path? No one else can do it. That path's for you. It's a blessing. It's an honor. You're the special creation of God. You're his family. And he especially laid out a path for you. I want you to think about that. Because I was a snotty-nosed kid in Buffalo, Kentucky, Buffalo Hill. Snotty-nosed kid, had nobody. Daddy dead, mom at work. And God made sure that there was somebody that was going to be nice to me. Somebody was going to be nice. What if those somebodies hadn't showed up in my life? Because they didn't think their mission in life was that important. They didn't believe that, you know, that God really had a plan for them. Whether you believe He has a plan for you or not, let your pastor tell you this. You're wrong. You're alive. You're breathing. God has a plan for your life. And you say, well, yes, but you know, my life's almost over. That plan has stopped. Your life ain't over. I know, because you're sitting here and hopefully every one of you are breathing. So therefore, that plan is still in existence. It could be the whole plan for your whole life is on that path that you have a smile for just someone down the road that needed that smile. Do we not understand that? Do you not understand the power just in the expression of love that someone will give to you when you don't feel loved? That's a horrible state to be in. And yet God sends someone, somebody. And then there they are. And you feel loved. I said that was pretty important purpose for you. Because God looks at all of us, and He looks at us through that love. So strong, He sent Jesus. Merry Christmas. Number three, God wants to give us His eternal life. Now listen to me. This is something you'll learn next year too. God wants to give us His eternal life. His eternal life. God is eternal. And He wants us to be eternal with Him. And when He sent Jesus, that was signed, sealed, and delivered, Merry Christmas, for you are an eternal being, and you are going to be eternally with Christ. People said, where's heaven? My answer to you is, I don't care. It's where Jesus is. So I'm not getting in those arguments, these people. I'm going to be with Jesus. Today you will surely be with me in paradise. That's good. Where is that? I don't have to know. The scripture says He's sending angels to take me. I don't have to. You talk about a 5-star hotel. Woo! I'm going to be taken care of. And I believe that. Because you believe. Seeing is not believing. Believing is seeing. One day you will see it all. 1 John 5:13. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know. You got me? Those who believe in the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. I have eternal life, and I know it because God's Word says, if you believe, you can know it. Well, I believe, and I know that I have eternal life. What a gift! Now, those who don't accept Christ, those who reject Christ, the Scripture says they will never, ever see heaven. But here's the sad part. This is why it's so important for me and should be for every Christian to get the word out. For you see, if you only had this life to contend with and you died and there's nothing else, Well, I could even understand eat, drink, and be merry. I could even understand it's going, wow, why even have any kind of restraints if this is all there is? And there's people that believe that. This is not all there is. This is barely the beginning. This is just a twinkling of what's to come. But those people, when they are resurrected later on at the end of the age, when they are resurrected, they're resurrected according to Scripture. They're resurrected in the human state. And when God created man, man was never to die. Adam brought that mess on us. I don't care if you try to blame it on Eve. He brought that mess on us with sinning. She didn't make him do anything. You liked that one, didn't you, Paula? Yeah. He didn't make us do anything. Now, so sin came into the world. And because of that, man died. Why? It was a gift from God because God loves us. Therefore, God knew that you in this human body cannot come in His presence. He wants us in His presence. The only way then that we can come in His presence is to leave this body. That's why it's called passing on or passing over. I'm not dead. I'm just passed out of this mess of a body. And I'm going to be with Jesus. Don't you worry. I read the book. And the book tells me, God's Word, that He's going to resurrect that body, put it back to that glorified state, in which, just like Jesus, the way that He wants us to be. But those who do not know Christ will be resurrected in the human existence with the human pain, the human frailties, but their bodies will never die. They can't die. They'll beg for death but won't see it. That's what Christmas was about. You don't ever have to fear that. Only believe. He who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Do you realize how hard you have to work to stay lost? Do you realize all of the red lights of life you have to run through, ignoring love? You got to turn your back on love just so you can go to hell? That is not a good place to be in your mind or in reality. That's why Christmas came. So it would never, ever happen. John 5:24, truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word, listen to me, and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. Woo! See, I'm going to bypass death. All the body's gone. Forget it. It's been hurting so bad anyway. Body's gone. I'm not. I'll still be around. And I'll see you. I'll see you later. Doesn't matter. As Christians, we will see one another sooner or later. Last verse, John 6:47. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes has eternal life. He who believes has eternal life. Merry Christmas, folks. Those who believe, you have eternal life. And when you believe, and God has given to you that eternal life, be at peace. Eternal means forever. It cannot be taken away from you. Well, what if I have a bad case of the stupids? Well, ain't no what if about it. You're going to have. Eternal is eternal. God loves you. Be at peace with that. You're going to mess up. Well, Lovell, you're even going to mess up. You're going to mess up. It's called life. But I got a Savior. He came. We celebrate His birth. And all He says, I love you. Lord, I'm sorry. I've done so many bad things. Same words. I love you. Thank you, Lord, for loving me just like I am. And it don't get better than that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise your holy name for the great love that you give us. Only you, Father, can touch us in this way. Only you, Heavenly Father, can express that true love that touches our heart all the way to the depth of who we are. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making us the way you have. You put us together. You have expressed your love by giving us Christmas. We ask the blessing now that we might celebrate in true love, in Jesus' name. Amen. During a time of invitation, it's always an invitation for every Christian to pay attention to that path that God has placed in your direction. It's there for a reason. And you'll fight half your life sometime. Sometimes even two-thirds of your life to stay away from that path. The only path in your life that would truly bring that ultimate peace to you, you fight to stay away from. But God says, when you come to your senses, come to me. Christian, God's called you to service. Serve him. I don't know what he's called you to do. But when you follow him, he'll lead you into that call. If you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, but you know in your heart that he's talking to you right now, I invite you to invite him in. I believe. I believe, Lord. When you said that, don't you worry. He takes care of all the rest of it. Be at peace.